Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Teen hospitalized with second-degree burns after vehicle fire. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. An 18-year-old man suffered apparent burns after attempting to extinguish a fire that started in his friend's car. The incident occurred after they had driven to Northwest Park with a bucket of gasoline intended for a bonfire. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, police responded to the park shortly after midnight on Wednesday and found the 18-year-old in pain and visibly burned. Wasson said the investigation revealed that a 17-year-old boy had driven several friends, including the 18-year-old, a 20-year-old woman, and two other 17-year-olds, to the park for a bonfire. During the drive, the 18-year-old held a bucket containing about a gallon of gasoline between his feet, causing some of it to spill inside the 1998 Ford Mustang. Upon arrival at the park, the 17-year-old driver attempted to burn off the spilled gas from the seats, which quickly set the vehicle ablaze. The 18-year-old man reportedly tried to smother the fire with his shirt, resulting in his clothing catching fire. He was taken to Campbell County Memorial Hospital with reported second-degree burns. Wasson said the car was completely destroyed by the fire. No charges have been filed at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. Superintendent Degenfelder to host Education Town Hall in Gillette. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder and the Wyoming Department of Education will host an Education Town Hall meeting at 6 p.m. on Thursday, July 11th at the George Amos Memorial Building located at 500 South Gillette Avenue. Degenfelder is set to discuss how the Wyoming Department of Education collaborates with local leaders to support students. The meeting is open to the public and residents are encouraged to attend, provide feedback, and ask questions. According to the press release, the meeting will be live streamed on the Wyoming Department of Education Facebook page. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.